All right, Troll Train. Well, good news or bad news? The good news, we moved into third in the points, so that's a good thing with RJ's day. But the bad news is we didn't have the day we wanted here.
Well, RJ, I was third coming into the day.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then. I thought RJ was up on you by like one. Yeah. Okay, so never mind then. So there's no good news.
There's no good news. I'm pissed. My starts were terrible. I just think it kind of came down to gate pick for me. I picked a gate that looked good in the like right by the gate, but I should have maybe paid more attention to like out front. Because for whatever reason, we had another. Basically, this was a mudder. This was another mud race. From what I heard, it was dry all week, and I guess it just opened up, and they had the track ripped and everything. It rained at like 4 in the morning, and it was bad. Like, it was really muddy in the beginning of the day. And, yeah, I qualified 5th, and, yeah, just both motos, I started kind of in the same spot. My brother was kind of by the gate, and he ripped a great start both motos. So I just kind of got swallowed up once I got into the middle. I don't know if there was, like, a mud hole there or something. And just kind of had my work cut out for me, like literally just passed. I feel like I passed so many young kids today. it wore me out for sure. And I was charging down to the end, but yeah, that's all I could come up with was 7.6 today. Pretty frustrating, especially in the second moto when Ferrandis kind of went by me there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I thought you were going to latch onto him a little bit, and you did for a lap or two, did latch onto him.
Yeah, like I definitely kind of gave it to him for a little bit there, because like I had just gotten around the TLD boys like Drake and Pierce, and I was like hammering down, and I was catching the Lawrence Hartraff group, and I'm like, dude, who's behind me? Like, who's keeping up with me right now?
Yeah.
And I look back, and it's for the red plate guy. I'm like, well, okay, that makes sense, because I was like, dude, not many people could be keeping up with me right now.
Yeah.
At this point, it was like 25, 30 minutes into a moto, and sure enough, it was a red plate guy, you know, and so I was like, well, dang it. And I did latch on him for a little bit, but then he was able to get around Shimoda pretty quick, and it took me like a lap, and then by the time I got around Joe, Francis was gone.
Yeah,
he's on it.
In the first moto, you were coming up, and you either made a big mistake, or you crashed, or something. There was one lap that wasn't. You went back to 10th or something after working your way up to like 6th or 7th.
Yeah. I lost like 2 or 3 spots.
Yeah.
I went off the track before the finish line,
okay. And
I couldn't get on. And yeah, I lost 2 or 3 spots. So that cost me a lot in the first moto, because that should have been like 4th or 5th. But just with that mistake, and I mean, it was like an absolute brawl out there in that first moto.
You said it was a mud race. I thought the track looked pretty good. So is it just from the way it developed in practice, it was kind of ruddy, slot car-ish? Is that what you mean by that, or what do you mean?
It wasn't a mud race like we saw at Loretta's last week, you know. But, I mean, the way the dirt was spongy all day, and the track crew was constantly plowing the ruts over, and we'd have, you know, 2-foot-deep ruts by the end of the moto. So it was like the ground was completely saturated. And in practice, actually, it was muddy for sure.
Yeah, no, practice looked bad. But I thought, just from the Nachos Tower, I'm like, hey, this track looks pretty sweet. But I guess not.
Yeah, you're not riding it, Steve.
I
rode that track for 70 minutes today. But, yeah, it wasn't a mud race. Like, for sure, the second motos were pretty good. But it took all day for that track to come around. Like, it was definitely completely saturated this morning.
Before we go, do you have any wonder or questions like I do about why JT isn't really on the Troll Train? Do you have any idea why? Did something happen? I mean, you're both shorter. You both were privateer heroes. You know, he likes you. Nothing against you. But he's just, I don't feel like he's on the Troll Train. I ran a poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
And most people agreed. Do you have any idea? Was there any sort of incidents like in 2008 between you two?
No, not at all. I mean, I never, JT was kind of like, almost like when I came in as a, you know, 2009, like he was kind of on the way out, more or less. But I never really spent a lot of time with him. But the only thing I could think is that you're so on the Troll Train that he just wants to do the opposite of whatever you do.
Yeah.
That could be.
Right.
You know, other than that, I honestly don't have anything for you.
I think you just broke it down. I think that was it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right, Troll Train, let's get them next week. Red Bud, another good track for us. We had a DNF there while we were in a podium spot last year, so we ride Red Bud well.
Yeah, we love Red Bud. So it's going to be a little weird without the fans, but I'm glad this stops coming up on the schedule, because I feel like it's going to be good for us.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.